and thank you for listening to another episode of the Take Six podcast. I'm your host, Hunter Surplus. On today's show, we are pretty much only talking about Raptors, Spurs, and DeMar DeRozan's return. The majority of this conversation is about DeMar DeRozan, which really should be no surprise to anybody. Before we start, however, please go subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Go subscribe on takesix.org and go to Twitter and Instagram and follow us there. Just search in Take Six and you'll be able to find us. We greatly appreciate it.
Welcome to the Take Six podcast.
All right, what's going on? Today's show, as always, joined by Mr. Callum Wise. Callum, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How about you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. My dude, I'm getting into a busy week here at school, so obviously I couldn't be any better at all. So today, as I said, is a Raptors podcast. It is one of our very many Raptors episodes of this show. And we're going to really only talk about the Raptors versus Spurs, DeMar DeRozan, Kawhi Leonard, part two game. We might get into a little bit of the game against Orlando that happened earlier this afternoon. But we'll see if we run, you know, into some time constraints talking about the DeRozan return and all the emotions that were felt during that. We might skip this game. It wasn't really an eventful game. The Raps got, you know, kind of whooped, so I won't be too upset if we miss that one. So Cal, as I just said, DeRozan return, Kawhi Leonard once again playing the San Antonio Spurs, this time in Toronto. And obviously the big storyline coming with that is DeMar DeRozan's return to Toronto after getting traded by Masai Ujiri in a cold-blooded fashion, I think would be safe to say. But Cal, what did you expect coming into this game? Did you expect going into this, what kind of stuff did you think was going to happen?
I mean, I definitely expected for it to be a close game just because obviously DeRozan probably wanted to win back in his old hometown and like stick it to Masai a little bit. And same thing with the Raptors. Like, I know they lost the first game. And they definitely wanted to, I mean, they get the rematch, but they wanted to make up for the last time. And obviously the standing O for DeRozan twice, I think. I mean, you should know, you were there.
Yeah, it was twice. It was fantastic. I expected a very good applause for DeRozan. And I expected that to kind of be the big outcome of the game and to be the big story that came from the game, which I don't think it was, but we could talk about that later. But yeah, like same, basically exactly what you were saying. You know, I expected a close game, a hard fought battle. I was hoping that both guys were going to play a little bit better than they did. I know we've talked about it a couple times, but I thought DeRozan was going to go for 40 or something, and that would have been fantastic. Kawhi, you know, obviously he had that massive play at the end of the game where he stole the ball from DeRozan to kind of get that game-winning dunk, and that was fantastic. But outside of that, he had a fairly quiet night. He wasn't, the best player on the court for most of the game, which was okay. Like, I'm okay with that. I mean, when Kawhi Leonard's not your best player on the court and you still get a win, I mean, that's a pretty impressive game that you guys have played as a team. I liked how they ran Pascal Siakam with the bench unit for a little bit, and I think that's why his plus-minus is so bad, because he did get minutes with the starters, and then he would get minutes with the bench unit as well. And I think when he, especially with Fred Van Fleet out of the lineup, it's a little tougher for him to work into that second unit alongside them. So I think he kind of got shafted in terms of minutes there with that second unit. He looked really good for a lot of stretches of the night, and I think just his plus minus was kind of ugly because of that. But getting back to DeRozan, the real story, the thing that everyone wants to talk about, really, like you said, the standing ovation, I think that the standing ovation was probably the best standing ovation for a guy coming back to his team. And I'm saying probably, but I think that this is like definite. That was the best standing ovation for a guy coming back to his old team wearing a different jersey that has ever happened probably in any sport. I can't think of any. Like, I don't know, because usually if a guy of that caliber that DeRozan was, the, you know, perennial All-Star, took the team to Eastern Conference Finals and, you know, led the team to the best record that they've ever had, usually if that guy leaves the team, it's on their terms. They leave in free agency. They demand a trade, whatever it might be. But this time it was a little different because he wanted to stay. Masai Ujiri kind of, you know, went behind his back and traded him, caught all of us off guard, including the fans, including the team, and including, you know, every beat writer around. And so I think that because of that, you know, separation, the difference of why he left, he got the best standing ovation of someone who's come back to a city in, you know, ever, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm same with you. I can't really think of many other people that got like an ovation like that. Like, DeRozan was this team. I feel like he was a bigger deal to this team than Vince Carter, because that was just an era. Like, they had a really great team back then. But this team with DeRozan was built from nothing. DeRozan, when he came to this team, was a nobody. Lowry, when he came to this team, was a nobody. Just the team that they built together made DeRozan just such a huge deal to Toronto fans. Like, us, just, like, we know, like, we love the guy. We were extremely upset when he got traded. But, yeah, just coming back and seeing him just get the ovation that he did just serves him right, because he deserves it 100%.
Yeah, and you usually see stuff like this when a guy, you know, comes back at the end of his career, right? When he comes back when he's not playing anymore, or when he comes back to sign that contract, whatever, for the last season. You know, this is a totally different circumstance. He's still kind of in his prime, right? He's still playing really good basketball. And it's weird. Like, I've never, ever been at a game where I've cheered for someone on the other team as hard as I cheered for DeRozan. And, like, at the end of the game, right, it was so close and a one-point game. I was honestly cheering for DeRozan to hit a game winner. I thought that would have been poetic. It, you know, the exact opposite happened. The exact opposite happened, which obviously I'm not ever going to be mad about when the Raptors win.
Yeah.
because of a game-winning dunk. I'm never going to be mad about that. But I was, you know, just in the back of my mind, a little bit of hope going for DeRozan there to hit a turnaround jumper over Kawhi, or even over anybody, over Lowry, over Gasol, over Ibaka, right? Like, I thought that would have been poetic. Not that this ending wasn't poetic in itself, because it absolutely was. But I probably would have shed a tear if DeRozan hit a game winner back in Toronto. I honestly think I would have.
Just at the game, you just see this guy bawling his eyes out, just sitting in his chair.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But it was like the same thing when Dwayne Casey came back. Like, when they beat us, here, to be honest, I wasn't mad. I wasn't that mad when, because like you saw how happy Dwayne Casey was when they won that in OT, and it was pretty great because Dwayne Casey gave everything for this team, and it's the same with DeRozan, that like you wouldn't be mad if he was to beat us, and like it was Dwayne Casey, like his plays, that beat us in that game, and yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great comparison there, because, like, you know, both of those guys, DeRozan and Casey, were obviously, Lowry was there too, and JV and all that kind of stuff. But those were kind of the two guys that were the most beloved, I would say. Like, I think Lowry kind of gets in there with DeRozan as well. But there's times where people are so angry at Lowry and that he isn't a top five PG or a top 10 point guard in the league. And Raptors fans are saying that. But I think everyone has always and forever will defend DeRozan as a very good talent in the league. And the same thing goes with Dwayne Casey. Yeah, he did have some pretty bad sets out there in the playoffs, and it's hard to guard LeBron no matter what, whether it's playoffs or not. And it's hard to get a guy like that to it's hard for people to be angry at a guy like that because of the success that they gave, but also because of the talent that he had. This team every year under Dwayne Casey pretty much got better and better and better and better and better. So a lot of people do attribute that winning to those two guys, because obviously DeRozan the best player and Dwayne Casey the coach. So they fought both times, right? Raptors fans, myself included, yourself included. I know Evan Kielhauer also included, fought for these guys. And that's why I think that this Raptors year is kind of different with their celebrations of people returning. It's because Raptors fans fought for these guys to kind of stay. Obviously, people were calling for Dwayne Casey to get fired at the end of the season because they got swept, but they still had love for him. No matter what it was, they still had love for him, and they still were able to go out and say, you know what? He still got us to 60 wins for the first time. He still had franchise records and wins 2 years in a row. He still got us to the Eastern Conference Finals. You can't get mad at a guy when they do that, especially when it comes to, A, your star player who wanted to be there, and B, a guy who wins Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. Just you being there, like, what was the atmosphere like just throughout the game? Not when he got the standing O's, like when he had the tribute video and everything. Just what was it like when he touched the ball? Were people cheering? Like, was it like that, or just was it people just cheering when he got the tribute video?
Well, so at the beginning, pretty much throughout the game, everybody was cheering when he would touch the ball. And you could tell that there was a sense of anticipation whenever the Spurs came up with the ball. And Patty Mills generally would dribble it up and, you know, give it to Aldridge, pass it to Rudy Gay, and all this kind of stuff. And I remember the first few possessions, DeRozan maybe had the ball for 5-10 seconds, maybe. So they didn't really get a chance to get the cheers going. But once DeRozan kind of got into his isolation play on one of those early possessions, obviously it wasn't the first few, but in one of those early possessions, the crowd really, really showed some love. And that was probably the better part about what happened. And even when, like, he got to the line, right? Usually Raptors fans are booing and you know, trying to get the guy to miss, but he gets to the line, everyone's cheering him on. There were some MVP chants going on, which was fantastic. He hits a free throw, people are cheering, right? That's the kind of love that this guy had, and I think it showed. And one more thing that was really fun was before the game, right? So you know how they do, it was pre him getting name introductions, but as soon as he ran onto the court from their warm-ups, you knew who was coming out. It was either going to be Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, or DeMar DeRozan. And I haven't heard either Kyle Lowry or Kawhi Leonard get a clap like that coming out from the visitors' locker room or from their own locker room. As soon as he came out and ran out onto that floor, man, people were standing. It was just like a regular standing ovation, just with about 10,000 less people in the stands because it was way before the game, right? So that was really cool. When they were in their layup lines, everyone was on their feet as soon as DeRozan, you know, was the next guy in line. As soon as that guy grabbed that rebound and made the pass to DeRozan, everyone was clapping. He lost the ball, which was kind of funny, but still, man, he made that first layup in the layup line. Everyone was cheering him on and stuff. Like, it was a fantastic atmosphere. And even beyond just DeRozan and, like, the love that the fans were showing for that, it honestly had a playoff atmosphere. Like, the whole game did, right? Like, because there was actually meaning behind the game, and the Raptors wanted to win that one for, obviously, to come back and show, hey, listen, buddy, we're still the better team without you. I'm sorry to say it, but we're still the better team without you. And B, they got whooped last time they played them, so they need to kind of come out there and show it and come on national TV and win a big game, and that's exactly what they did. And it honestly did feel like a playoff game to me. There's There was a lot of cheering, and especially with how close it was, there was a vibe in that arena that I think, you know, not a lot of games this year have felt like, if any.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I wish I could have gone, but I was preoccupied. But I got to watch the game, so it wasn't the worst thing. But yeah, it would have just been great to see the kid back in the six, and also surprised that Drake wasn't there, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I was saying that. I was with my cousin. I was saying that too. I was like, hey, do you think Drake's coming? Do you think Drake's gonna be sitting in those seats? What's going on with Drake? Where's he going? Didn't end up showing up, and that kind of shocked me. I like the fact that he went up to the super fan. They had a nice warm embrace, little picture taking before the game, and that was fantastic. I think that was well deserved for the super fan as well as DeRozan. I know that they had a good relationship going into the game. So quickly, before we, I think we can probably finish this one up soon and maybe talk Orlando. At the end of the game, right, that last play, the last few possessions there, Kawhi Leonard dominated, right? Mm-hmm. And I just want to ask you a question because, and this also comes back to me as well. I've been thinking about this basically ever since the end of that game. And it's like, do you feel stupid, like, thinking that you were mad about the DeRozan-Kawhi Leonard trade?
No, not necessarily. I'm not mad now that I was mad, because we had reason to, being huge fans of the Raptors and seeing the face of the franchise get done like that is never a good thing to see. Like, you never want to see someone who's given his pretty much entire life to this team and then just to be kind of turned aside. Obviously, I'm not mad at the trade because it made us better, but we had reason to be upset about him being traded just because he meant everything to the Raptors and the fans and like everyone surrounding the team. But yeah, I'm not mad at the trade still. Like, I think we had reason to be upset, but obviously I know at the beginning we were like, oh, this was a stupid trade. Kawhi is still injured and all this, but I think that was just because it had just happened and we were just really pissed off. But as I know, a few weeks later, we were both like looking into the trade saying, oh, this is actually an amazing trade. So just as a fan and I still have reason to be upset. And so do you. Just in terms of the team, it is the trade was needed.
Totally agreed. I do kind of, though, feel a little dumb and a little bit ridiculous ever believing that I should have been mad about the trade, especially since we got Danny Green in return. It would have been a different story if we had to give up Pascal Siakam and he was going to win most improved player on the Spurs, but that didn't happen. We didn't even get rid of OG. All we did is get rid of Jakob Poeltl and DeMar DeRozan. And obviously, like you said, there's a reason to be upset because he was my favorite player. I know he was one of your favorite players. So it obviously hurt to see him leave. But I mean, now looking back at it, like I can't even believe that I was upset about it. And maybe it's because I didn't remember how good Kawhi was because he sat out basically that entire year and the 8 games he did play, he didn't look himself at all. So I think that probably played a big part in it, as well as I'd watched a DeMar DeRozan game in the playoffs against Washington where he put up 37 or something like that. So the recency bias was there the whole time, but now I'm sure this is full of recency bias as well, but I'm looking back at that trade and how I reacted, and I remember texting our group chat pretty much that whole day, just being so upset and angry and just like going off and just not being able to get over it. And now I'm kind of feeling dumb about that because obviously Masai made a fantastic move there by making that trade and by doing anything in his willpower to help this team win games, and that's exactly what this did, right? So I do kind of feel stupid about it. There's no reason for you to. There's no reason for me to either, but just because of how obviously good that the trade has become and has been for us, I'm shocked that I ever felt poorly towards Masai Ujiri.
Yeah. I mean, he does what has to be done, and that's as simple as that. It's business when it for his job especially. It's not about making friends. It's about making money and winning.
Yeah, and so that's all it is. That's all it is. And I it's appreciative, I guess. But it was hard to see at the time. It really was. So did you want to talk a little bit about this Raptors Magic game? Did you watch it at all?
I couldn't. I was moving back to my house. I just saw that we got whooped.
Yeah. All right. Then we won't talk about that one today. Callum, any last thoughts on DeRozan and the Spurs at all?
Just that it was a great game to watch. Great game to see DeRozan back being loved by everybody. And hopefully he'll have... I feel like it's going to happen again the next time he comes back here. He's just that loved. I feel like people are just going to go again just to see DeRozan.
I know. That's a good point, especially because he comes back only two... Like, he'll only come back once a year, really, right? Yeah. If he stays in San Antonio, which he probably will for the remainder of his contract, that's exactly what's going to happen. He'll be here once a year. He will get that same love every time, hopefully. But I think I do have a feeling that at some point in his career, he's going to drop a 40 piece or something on the Raptors. I just have a feeling. Maybe when it's a little less emotional and stuff, I could see it happening. Maybe not when the emotions are running so high. One last question, sorry, before we finish this off, Cal. Do you think DeRozan will ever sign a old man contract to come play with the Raptors again? Kind of something like D-Wade did to play in Chicago that one year, just to play when he's at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like DeRozan would want to, just because he's always said that he loves the city, and obviously he was very upset when he got traded. I feel like he'll end up back here in later on in his career.
It has to be without Masai, though, probably.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. I don't think that would be a good look.
Yeah. If Masai's there, he probably doesn't come back. But once Masai's gone, I'm sure DeMar will sign whether it's a 1-year, 2-year deal just to finish it off in Toronto. I think it'll happen. But a 1-day is probably inevitable. I hope at least that a 1-day is signed from him, depending how much longer he plays in the NBA. But you know what? It was fantastic to see him. I know that you and I are both big fans of this guy, and I can't wait for the next time that he's in Toronto. And honestly, going into that game, I thought I was going to cry like a little baby at the tribute and stuff. I didn't. I didn't cry. I was getting emotional, though, when he was getting the standing ovation for that whole 2 minutes. It was fantastic. I didn't want to stop clapping. I wanted to stand on my feet and clap basically until the end of the game. I don't know if my shoulders could have standed that, but I would have pushed through and done it either way. So, yeah, I think that'll be the end of this podcast. Everybody, just like you love DeMar DeRozan, if you guys love us, go to our Instagram page, our Twitter page, go to Take Six, search those up there, follow us. Subscribe to us at takesix.org. Subscribe to us at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just search in Take Six and we'll be right there. It'll be even more helpful if you give us a rating and or a review. That "and" is the more important one of those two words. If you give us a rating and review, we will be extremely happy. Helps with algorithms. More people find us. And thank you guys for listening. Callum Wise, it's always a pleasure, my man.
You too.